আহা আহা নাচে নাচে, কই আহা আহা নাচে নাচে, সারে হাসি আহা নাচে নাচে, সারে যাওয়া আহা নাচে নাচে,
Radio. My name's Nina Robina. I am your hostess of the Black Current Hostess. This is my producer Murat. Nugent Murat, say hello.
Hoppa! Hoppa!
As you can tell, we're having a really good time listening to a remake of Video Killed the Radio Star by someone called Disco Dancer. It's pretty bloody good, to be honest. So yeah, we're going to be every month, and you can get in contact with us at uchatwaste@gmail.com, and also a phone number which I'll give to you later on. And yeah, enjoy the song, and welcome.
Around. Olsen's well, more like Bigger Orson Welles. Real nigga with stories to tell. 106 got souls for sale. High seas on my coast deal. I took New York like Cloverfield. Now I wanna go west like Kanye. I was thinking more Cornell. Groupies stole their pussies like pennies down the wishing well. Didn't know me cause they stole me with my dick out in a sofa tail. Bless my mic and hold it well. Bitch, come be my Vicky Vale. The only thing PG about me is Topher. Fuck the world for real. I'm hip, I'm dying. I ain't lying. Stiff though, I've been sick for years. Niggas just don't wanna take it there. I stop for fears to make it fair. But why when I got him up in the club like yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't fuck around.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was Mappe with Public Enemy. We're Race Radio.
Yeah.
As you can tell, we're really excited to be on the air. You can get us every month from wasteradio.co.uk. Or if you prefer to ring us, you can call us on 079-654-56380, and there you can speak to someone, maybe, I don't know, anyone. And yeah, so we're not only going to be on our website, but you can also see us at some festivals this month. We're going to be at Lovebox on the 19th and 20th of July, and we're Oh, did you almost swear? And we're also going to be at Secret Garden Party on the 24th to the 27th of July. Party time, yeah. So we're going to be in a little red caravan called Malcolm, recording a special version of Waste Radio for that festival there. And so, yeah, if you're coming, then come and see us. Pop in, have a bit of a chat. And if you're not coming...
Buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket. Listen to Murat. Otherwise, he'll come and kill you.
Yeah.
Serious.
He threatens that all the time, and he means it.
Serious.
So, yeah. Buy a ticket, basically. This next song, it's Little Boots with Stuck on Repeat.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Little Boots with Stuck on Repeat, produced by Joe Goddard of Hot Chip fame. She's a girl from Blackpool and plays in London quite a lot. So if you get the chance to see her, then definitely go down and see her because she's really good. And next was Broken Hearts with Black Cat, produced by Whitey, I think, as you can hear him in the background. Okay, what should we have now, guys? Bit of news and weather.
Sounds really, really good.
Do you want to know what's going on in the world?
Oh, well, I'm interested. Yeah,
are you interested?
I'm planning a picnic tomorrow, so I need to know what's.
Oh, really? That's quite handy then. Yeah. Okay.
Is there a weather report as well?
There is a weather report.
Let's hear that then.
Okay, let's do that then.
This is Waste Radio News with me, Speak, the Hungarian rapper. Yeah, come on. Check this. George Bush make a war after September 11 to catch the bad man. 2003, I understand you. Business. But don't make a war anymore. Stop your business. That's right. Check. Peace. Yeah, come on. Osama bin Laden, I like driving in my Porsche with the girls and the bitches. Yeah, come on. And now this is the weather with my main man, my brother, the shower man. Yeah, come on.
Cool, cool, alright. I'm here today with Waste Radio to bring you the weather. It's me, the one and only Shower Man. We're going to be checking out the weather in the north, south, east and west. We're going to be telling you the forecast. When you bust down to your local Sam's Chicken, you know what weather to expect. You know not to be wearing your white crepes if it's going to be raining. You know to be wearing your big puffer jacket if it's going to be proper cold. Cool, so, okay, here goes the weather. In north, it's going to be shower! In south, it's gonna be shower! In west, it's gonna be shower! And in east, it's gonna be shower! Shower.
Yeah. like a kid. You don't want to grow up, but you don't like being spoken down to. After the first time, it's not funny.
Okay, so that was White Williams with Root to Palm. White Williams is getting quite a lot of cool press at the moment because he's quite good, really. So, well deserved. And well done. And the next was well done to you, White Williams. Yeah, round of applause! Yeah. And that next was The Cock and Ball Kid with On My Own, which is released on July the 14th. So go out and buy it. Or stay in and buy it on iTunes and make her famous, please. She was actually playing at the BBC Introducing Stage at Glastonbury recently. So I was watching it on TV because I wasn't there because I didn't have a ticket. And saw Errol Alkan and Kissy Sellout in the crowd watching her, which is quite impressive. Speaking of Errol Alkan, I was chatting to him the other day.
Why were you doing that?
Because we were out and we bumped into him.
He recognised me and he started speaking to me and then...
He recognised me, he started speaking to me. That's the reason we were there.
Just lies, it's pure Lady Christina. You just stick to your perm and stay out of it.
Stick to my own perm.
Okay, guys, shut up. So he was talking to me and I told him about Waste Radio. And he actually said that he'd heard of it. Which is pretty impressive, seeing this is our first show. So we're going to dedicate this next thing that we've made for him, really. It's a dedication to Errol. It's a tribute to...
He heard about that.
He's heard us. He's heard that. He's heard Waste Radio. And it's something that's been inspired by Miss Amy Winehouse. This is for our number one fan and patron, Errol Alcan.
Do you know what I heard about Tim Westwood, yeah?
Yeah?
Like, he calls his wife 5 minutes before he gets home. He goes, I'm coming home in 5 minutes. She has to put the backing track on. So when he walks through the door, it goes, and he goes, big dog in the house. I heard that. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that.
So that was I Heard That by our very own Waste Radio crew. It was obviously, as you can hear, it's inspired by something that Amy Winehouse said on Never Won Buzzcocks once.
We are blessed with
the Winehouse. Yeah. But saying that, well, we're all a bit worried about her at the moment, really, because I don't know if you saw her on at Glastonbury perform, but it made me want to cry. I don't know how you two felt about it, but it made me really worried about Amy.
I mean, she just sort of, it was easier to look at it on TV and see her close up and see her not really acting that normal.
No, especially when she punched someone in the face.
The thing is, that we were saying earlier before, weren't we, that we're not entirely sure if that was her being... like cold turkey, cold chicken.
Or being completely off her eye.
Her eye, and I think maybe the time has come for her to be fucked, to be on stage. If that's her being cold turkey, then maybe...
Yeah, because I've seen her be really drunk on stage before and she's just abusive, but she can still sing. Then she actually couldn't sing at all and she was just completely mental.
But what's also... We all watched that thing on BBC together. It was also quite strange for me. It was the press afterwards were saying how great that set was when it's obviously...
It was the worst set I've ever seen her done, ever.
Yeah. No, awful. Like, really, really bad.
So things are getting serious for Amy, really. She's got emphysema as well.
Which apparently only 70-year-old people, like over 70s, get.
Yeah, I mean, I wish her well. Go, Amy. Stop it. Don't be silly.
Just stop it, yeah. Just chill out. Okay, so now we've got some callers in for our Dutty Wine Request section. Basically, this is your chance to phone in and tell us what song you would like to hear of the Dutty Rhine variety sort of category genre.
Do you want to explain what Dutty Wine is?
Dutty Wine is mainly music that, it is music that makes you shake your batty, basically. mainly from the sort of maybe reggaeton or
dance hall.
That's it, dance
hall. Some really like good thumping R&B, shake the batty crease, run the rhythm, wine.
Lady Christina knows a lot about this section. Running the Pumau, she obviously would. So yeah.
What was that, Murat?
I was just saying, you listed quite an admirable length of... but you forgot the bump and grind element to it.
Well, of course, bump and grind is it.
As a 15-year-old puberty boy, I used to enjoy that quite a lot.
A 15-year-old puberty boy?
Actually, wait, hang on. I went through puberty a bit more. I just, you know, I had an awakening with Dutty Wine.
Did you enjoy the bump or the grind, or? Was it a bit of both?
Grind, mainly.
So, yeah, that's exactly what this section is about. Your chance to tell us your favourite songs, which you'd like to grind to.
Probably not as a 15-year-old
puberty boy.
Puberty boy called Murat.
So, yeah, who's our first caller?
Is that Race Radio?
Yeah, this is Race Radio. Who's that? I'm all right, Carl. How are you?
Yeah, great. Really good. I'd like to request a song on the Dutty Wine, if that's okay, you know?
Yeah, that's fine. What song would you like to request?
It's a song by this wonderful, beautiful Angolan woman called Dama Australia. Do you know her? She's great, you know?
Yeah, I know that song very well. Why are you requesting that song? Yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I'm requesting it is because I travel a lot, and I went to Africa for ages, you know, and I was in Angola, and this song was playing quite a lot, and I just had a great time with this song.
Did you Dutty Wine to this song with a certain woman? Is that why it brings back good memories? Is that why it brings back good memories? Did you Dutty Wine with this with a certain person?
I guess you're right there, Nina. I had a great time, you know. I can't exactly, you know. It was great, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. We can play that for you, definitely.
And you know, like maybe me and you could Dutty Wine ourselves sometime. You know, it'd be great. You know. Yeah.
Maybe not.
Okay, that stuff happens. That's okay. But the song would be great. You know, it'll bring back great memories for me back in Africa, and yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, just for you in Africa, Kyle. I'll play this song.
Great, thanks.
Okay, thanks for ringing.
No, yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Descartável, faz precisar, porque na cama fazem xixi. Se eu te pegar, quem vai te acudir será suicídio.
that was Damo Estrella with Typical, requested by a very cultured Kyle, who seemed to have had a liking for me. Who's our next caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, is that Waste Radio there?
Yeah, that's this is Waste Radio. Who's this?
That's Nina Martin, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah, you are. This is Dave. How you doing? You all right? Yeah.
I'm all right, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, great. Brilliant. Yeah. Hang on, is it? Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Hi. You all right there?
Yeah, good. Yeah, really good. Got the boys around. Come up here. Tell me, yeah.
Having some lagers. You having a few lagers?
Yeah, a couple, you know what I mean? You know, why not? Yeah, you know what I mean? Hello?
Hello, you're right. So why are you calling?
Yeah, I want to request a song on the Dirty Wine.
Yeah. Okay, what song would you like?
I like the, it's not really a surprise there, Nina, well, I want the Cisco Fong song.
Ah, yeah, that's a good song. Why have you chosen that?
You know, it brings back a couple of memories, you know what I mean?
Hello. why have you chosen that song?
Well, like I said, Nina, it brings back a couple of memories for me and the lads back down here, you know what I mean?
Is that how you like to woo your ladies with that song?
Well, it's one of the ways I do it, Nina. I've got a few, you know what I mean? This is one of the songs where you can probably get down in a bit of
nitty gritty.
Nitty
gritty. Okay, Dave. Okay, well, yeah, thanks for ringing in, Dave.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nina. Listen, no, I've got to say, you've got a sexy voice. Listen, I've got plenty more tunes back in my house. You know what I mean? I could give you my number. You could come down. You can meet the boys. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you know what? I think I'll have to say no. All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Yep, playing that for you now. All right. Bye.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an act of dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like what, all night long. Let me see that thong.
Right, so that was Cisco with a thong song for our friend Dave, who also seemed to have taken a liking for me. I think the Dutty Wine songs sort of might do something to all the men out there. Yeah, Cisco with a thong song, timeless, timeless classic for such a teeny tiny man. Okay, so we've got Lady Christina in the studio here. Hi.
Hello.
So you do a show on Waste Radio called The Perm Hour. Can you explain to us exactly what a perm is for our listeners that don't know?
Yes, okay. A perm is a lady's vagina. It's a pum-pum. It's Lady Garden, Falula, Wendy, Dave. It's pum-pum.
Right, so I think we all know what a perm is now. Over to the perm hour.
Hello, Lady Christine here. Welcome to the Perm Hour.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh my god!
Nina's praising the Lord. It's going to be good.
Praising the perm, hey.
Today we're going to play a game of word association. It's called Who's Got Knowledge?
Yeah!
Yeah. What's that?
I got knowledge. Yeah.
No, you don't. So we've got three contestants today. The first one is Pum Terrier, all the way from Dalston. Say hello. She's giving me really weird eye contact, so I'm going to move on to the next contestant, which is Firecrotch. Say hello, Firecrotch.
Hello!
Firecrotch is looking pretty pleased with himself. I think it's because his pubes glow like red fire, hell and brimstone. And the third contestant is Murat.
Hi!
So it's a best of three. The last one that is victorious gets the Pum Crown. I think Pum Terrier is up for it. So let's go on with the game. Here we go.
Keyboard, I've got knowledge.
Clavier, I've got knowledge.
Tony, I've got knowledge.
Soprano, I've got knowledge.
Pavarotti, I've got knowledge.
Italy, I've got knowledge.
Pasta, I've got knowledge. Pomodoro, I've got knowledge.
Balsamic, I've got knowledge.
Vinegar, I've got knowledge. Sour, I've got knowledge.
Gel, I've got
knowledge. Bath, I've got knowledge.
Rumpy pumpy, I've got knowledge.
Ramp.
Oh, Pum Terrier, that's it for you, I'm afraid. You are dead. Oh, no.
I thought you were dead.
A little composer. Hi.
So, on the ones and twos, on the Casio keys, we've got Miss Gerstein.
Oh, Gerstein.
Yeah, that's why we don't let her speak normally. Okay, so round two. Firecrotch versus Murat. Here we go.
Glass. I've got knowledge.
Cup. I've got knowledge.
Vodka. I've got knowledge.
Whiskey. I've got knowledge. boozing, I've got knowledge.
Doing one, I've got knowledge.
Do you, I've got knowledge.
Do me, I've got knowledge.
Well, I'd like to, I've got knowledge.
Okay, I've got knowledge.
Back at mine, I've got knowledge.
9 o'clock, I've got knowledge.
Why not, I've got knowledge.
Let's go, I've got knowledge.
Right now?
Okay.
Marat is victorious. With his homoerotic innuendo, he wins the day yet again.
Yes. All right, thank you very much.
How does it feel, Cryo Crutch?
I'm happy. I'm meeting Marat at 9.
So that was word association on the Perm Hour. Yay!
Didn't care what harm was done, just as long as he won the bride.
Okay, that was White Stripes with Conquest. And then I played you a band called Invasion with Six Red Wizards. Invasion are a new band from London. They've just been signed. They're two girls and one guy. And yeah, they play really, really good metal. Go onto their MySpace and have a listen to their other songs. Do you like that, Matt?
Yeah, no, I was never really into metal, but that's
until now.
Yeah, until now.
Then I played you a band called Ungdomsskolen from Norway. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it, but
it's a bit more like Ungdomsskolen.
Yeah, yeah, is it? Oh, okay, all right. I won't repeat. Okay, all right. Yeah, I saw them in the Luminaire in Kilburn once. Actually, have you ever been to Kilburn, Marat?
I've been there quite a few times, actually.
Have you? I've only just discovered it, and it's actually a really nice place.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've got quite fond memories of Kilburn.
Yeah? Why? What did you do there?
Well, I think it was New Year's of 2002 or something. It was when I was 16, 17. And we tried to get into this party on Kilburn High Road somewhere, but the queue was really long, and I think it cost quite a lot of money. So we decided to go to Super Save, get loads of alcohol, and then potentially go back to this place, but we kind of lost ourselves in Super Save and ended up spending New Year's watching the fireworks from Big Ben, or wherever it is, on a little TV screen in the corner of the shop with cans of, I think it was Red Stripe, maybe.
Wow, so that's how good Kilburn is that you can spend New Year's in Super Save in Kilburn just because it's that good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, okay, so that's really good. I'm going to dedicate this next song to Kilburn. it's called I Love London by Crystal Pipers.
I'm Okay, now we're going to go to my friend Klaus. Klaus is this guy that we met in Berlin a couple of weeks ago when we went over there for a bit of a trip. And yeah, he showed us all the really cool places to go, all the minimal places to go. And yeah, we've made a really good friend out of Klaus. Albeit the time was a little bit gay, but you know, that's Klaus's thing. That's what he does. And you know, we don't judge him for it. So we've asked him to do a slot on Waste Radio every month to update us on what's happening in Berlin, what's going on, all the cool parties and DJs. And yeah, I think we can go over to him now, actually. Klaus, what's happening? Where are you? What are you doing?
Shit, Nina, it's been so long. I do a lot of radio shows in Berlin, but I heard this is such an honor to do it for Nina right now. I met Nina in Berlin about 2 months ago. I took her to the best clubs, the tightest clubs, the sexiest parties in Berlin. But I can't exactly tell exactly what we did in Berlin, because she hasn't really told me whether it was watershed or not, but I can say one thing, we got crazy, like we ate some mutter cooking. So my name is Klaus. I can't really say my real name, because if I did, my mother would probably show shies of cooking. So tonight we're at Panorama Bar, we are listening to Techno Minimal, and I'm here with my Vasilis friend. Vasilis, what are you saying? I'll tell you one thing, Vasilis is absolutely crazy. He was here, I was here 3 days ago, I wanted to leave about 1 day ago, and he said, no, please don't leave. He is so wicked, he is so evil, he has so many plans up his sleeve. Okay, I'll tell you, what is Vasilis saying? I'm gonna show you right now, what is Vasilis saying? No, Vasilis is actually quite boring. I was like, Vasilis wouldn't even know how to have a good time. And Jean-Claude Van Damme was on heat. He had some Viagra stuck up his bottom, and he had some speed in his eyeball. Okay, so I'm going to carry... Oh, what is this man over there? He was looking like some body shopping, dancing like a pumpernickel. Okay, I'm going to have to give you over right now to Nina Ribena. That's it from me, okay? Until next month, bye-bye.
And yeah, so that was my friend Klaus, my really good mate. I enjoyed that a lot. I hope you did. And that's going to be every month on Waste Radio. So yeah, here's the next track. It's Buraku Som Sistema with Sounds of Kuduru.
You right, Murat?
Hi, yeah. You right, Nina? I'm not too good, to be honest.
Why, what's wrong? You sound a bit down.
So the other day, my car was outside in the residence permit place, and my permit wasn't there, it was in my house, because my dad had used it for his car before. And I saw someone from the window give me a ticket, and I ran outside, and I said, look, that's my car, and I live here, I've got a permit. Attendant give me a ticket for the same offence, the offence that I got a ticket for the day before. That's why I'm in a really bad mood. Isn't that mad? It's mad that they can just do that. No?
It's fucking mental.
Yeah. Were you listening?
Completely.
Well, that's it. Basically, that's what's been happening to me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So. So.
All right then.
But see you. Bye.
Bye.
See.
Here's the Bumblebees with Rio.
I'm flying down to Rio.
Okay, so we've got to the end of the show now. Sad, sad times, but it's been a good show.
Why?
So, yeah, thanks for listening to us. We'll be back next month with some more shows. We'll be even bigger and better. And we've saved the last song for best song for last. Which is a song that is close to our hearts, and something that we we treasure. This song, we abide by it. It's the rule of our life. It's a philosophy, it's an outlook on life, basically. This song, I hope you enjoy it. It's Lips to the Floor by Double Edge.
You want it more basic than that?
Big boy, 19 lips to the floor. Floor, 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 floor. You don't know about lips to the floor.
MC.
You don't know about. Yeah, 1, 2, 4.
Road, gully, left, one.
Listen. Yo.
Shut up.
Huh? You know I know about my socks. Rude boy, I got tings in my socks. I got very big tings in my socks, in my socks. Got pear green in my socks, in my socks. And that's just one sock. You know I know about my other sock. Bless my cotton socks. Don't make me have to remind you about my socks. You don't want no beef. You want coleslaw. You don't want beef. Carry no beef. You really ain't ready for the beef. Got baby beef. Got judo beef. But I won't bring you beef.
Okay.
I'm serious. Everybody's so serious. That breath so serious. Don't make me get what the blood. You don't really wanna get serious. My whole crew is serious. That man is serious. Serious.
You all get lips to the floor. You want more, get lips to the floor. When I get more, break your lips to the floor. You don't know about lips to the floor. Bottom lips to the floor. Top lips to the floor. You get nose on the floor. You get forehead lip on the floor. Lips to the floor.
And what you want, blood, yeah, and what? You just saying ain't shit, ain't what? You what, ain't and what? Blood, you ain't saying shit, ain't what? And who? Blood, you don't know about me and you. What? You don't know about who? My crew get bang slang, what? Who?
I don't rhyme. Rude boy, I don't rhyme. My squad don't ramp. Don't make me get popped with a left foot skank. Then a right foot skank. I don't ramp. You get skank with a draw that's damp. Listen.
You don't get lips to the floor. You don't know about lips to the floor. They don't know about lips to the floor. I'ma teach you about lips to the floor. You don't get lips to the floor. You don't get lips to the floor. Then you get more lips to the floor. And you get more lips to the floor.
Kill. Get killed. Man, I'm on, they don't know, they get killed. Anytime I pass it up, get killed. Yeah, you get killed. Everybody kill. Let's kill everyone. Everybody kill. You know the drill. Hey, you don't know how we just kill everybody in the place that we just chill.
Do you really, really, really want arms? Everybody want arms. Everyone's got arms. A chair's got arms. If you didn't have arms, you couldn't really do much unless you got arms. That's arms. Words to your fat dead mom.
We ain't got control. You don't know about the control. When you piss, you miss the bowl. You miss the bowl when you piss, cause you're pissed and you miss the bowl. You don't know about hitting the hole in the bowl. You got no piss control, you miss the bowl. Yeah, you don't get gas. Right-handed, you don't get gas, yeah. See, now I get all kind of gas. Get chow mein gas. I get bamboo gas, yeah. I get tandoori gas, yeah. Now I'm bread chicken and gas, yeah. Eat some auto gas. I get all of that gas, yeah.
And I kick you with the shin. Give me blood, no shin. Pan, kick you with the shin. Give me that football. Kick you with the shin. I ain't looking for the ball. I kick you with the shin. The shin. And we don't need no ref. No. We don't need no ref. Blood don't ever come with disrespect. No. You get killed. Blood, you don't know how you get killed. Freestyle teams and you get killed. Yeah. Yo, you don't get killed. Crime Watch, blood, you might see me on Crime Watch. What? You might see me on Crime Watch. What? You might see me on Crime Watch. Blood, you might see me on Crime Watch. What?
You get lips to the floor. Yeah. You don't know about lips to the floor. Yeah. Fool, you get lips to the floor. Yeah. Get licks to lips to the floor. What? You're just licking on the floor. Yeah. You don't really know about no lips to the floor. Blood, what? Yeah. It's lips to the floor.